Tonight's shir, Simen Sadi Beis, Seif Aleph Beis, and Gimel. Simen Sadi Beis, HaNitzuch L'Nekavav, V'din Rechitza L'Tfila, U'Shah HaChanas L'Tfila. A person who needs to use the bathroom, and the halachas of washing hands before davening, and other preparations for Tfila. Seif Aleph, HaYitzarach L'Nekav Al Yisbal. If a person feels a need to use the bathroom, he shouldn't daven. If he misspells, and if he does daven, tefillah sato eva, then his tefillah is an abomination. And he should go and daven again. When do we say this? If the urge is that strong that he cannot hold himself in for the time it takes to walk a parsa. But if he can wait for the time it takes to travel a parsa, yotze b'di'eved, he would be yotze b'di'eved if he davened. Aval chatchila lo yispal ad shiyivda gatzma techila yofa. But chatchila, one does not daven until he checks himself carefully, meaning to say he goes to the bathroom and tries and makes sure that he doesn't have any needs during the course of tefila. The Rama adds, v'kol ha'nitzuch l'nekavav, and if someone does need to use the bathroom, asur afila b'divei Torah. He can't even learn Torah either. As long as his body is unclean from the need to void. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Alf, Al Yisbal. When a person feels a need to use the bathroom, he should not daven dechsiv, because the Pasuk teaches us, Hikon likras alokech Yisrael, prepare to greet your God, O Israel. Uksiv, and it says, Shemar aglecha kasha telech al-beis al-akim, watch your feet, which is a euphemism, when you go to the Beis Hashem. V'amar Chazal, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shemor Nikovecha. This idea of Shemor Raglecha means a person should keep an eye on his bodily functions. B'shoa sha'ata oimed b'tfila lifanoi. At the time when you are going to stand in davening before me, make sure you don't have to use the bathroom at that time. Siv Katan Beis. V'tzarech, if someone did daven when he felt the need to void, he'd have to daven again. Yesh Oim, some say the Dafka L'Gedoyim. This is specifically if he has an urge for bowel movement. Avala Ketanim, but if he has an urge to urinate, B'Dievet Ein Tzarech L'Achzor L'Spal, B'Dievet, he would not have to go back and repeat. V'Yesh Cholkim, others disagree. And if you look in the Ber Halocha, D'Vimasal Tzarech L'Achzor L'Spal, he lists the Shitas, Aymish Neburlin and Ketanim, the Yesh Oim Kama, the first opinion, is the Magen Avraham, Chai Adam, Samashin Tzarech L'Achzor L'Spal, Dievet B'Dievet. You don't have to go back and daven if a person felt an urge for urination. The Yeshua and Basra, those who say that he does have to go back, is Deli Rabba, Derech HaChayim, His Kimet Tzarech L'Achzor L'Spal, they say you have to go back and daven again. The Ein Koch B'Yadin L'Achibinim. The Mishnah Berurah says we can't determine which is right. We can't machriya this. Either Eli Rabba quotes Rishonim, the Rashba, and Chuvis Ramon and Ramami Pano that hold like him. Ayin Mog Niborim say for Mam Mordchash, if you have Shitas Rishom and Solomon Kavasa Magen Avraham. There are many Rishom who like the Magen Avraham. And according to that, I feel Lo Yochelig with Philosa, the Em Seschil, Miraglo Yashois, and Abirkov, Philohachi Achach, Shapos Miraglaim. You have the case of a person is dying from an esrei, and in the middle he begins to urinate. So when it stops, he continues from where he left off. So it's not clear what the halacha would be when it comes to a person who does daven when he needs to urinate. He shouldn't. But if he did, you have this unresolved machlokes whether or not he has to repeat. If a person can't hold himself in for the amount of time it would take to walk a parsa, hu arba milin, a parsa is 4 mil, shushir shava chomish, that takes 72 minutes. So if he can hold himself for 72 minutes, then he could daven. If he can't, he should not. Sifkan dal yochel hamid, what's something to say, me'es haschos atfil, this goes by when he begins davening. Hayabakirch lishhois shir zeh, he had enough ability and strength to wait that amount of time. This implies that even though when he finished one of Esrei, 5-10 minutes later, he went straight to the bathroom. It doesn't make a difference. It's within the time. Yes, but he's still Yotze. Because the Maisa, when he started davening, he had the ability to wait that long. one should not daven at all if he feels any need to use the bathroom. What's the law? I feel yachalatza ba'atzma yosim pasul. Even if he can wait more than 72 minutes, kivushu margish ba'atzma ketsas v'tzerchon kavim. As soon as he feels any sensation that he will eventually need the bathroom, he should go to the bathroom. And even if it means by going to the bathroom and cleaning himself up, he'll miss tefillah b'tzibur, it's still preferable to daven alone with a clean body. Better to go to the bathroom. However, if he sees that by going to the bathroom he'll miss the zman tefillah, here the Magen Avraham agrees with other Achronim that he could daven if he can wait 72 minutes, even though he knows he does have a sensation, but he's going to miss Zman Tefillah if he goes to the bathroom now. Better he daven in the Zman than to miss the Zman Tefillah to go to the bathroom now. Sifkat Vav Afilu B'divetar. The Ramah adds, it's not just Tefillah. If a person needs to go to the bathroom, he shouldn't learn. If a kol shekem kriyishma shar brachas, and certainly he shouldn't say shema or other brachas, ubi diavet. And if he did, mash midivya pimigodim, then tzorach lachs of the kos from the pimigodim, it seems he would not have to repeat and say shema again. V'chein kosev haramban v'malchamas. And the Rabban writes this in his Malchamas. Sifkatan zayin shagufo mishukutz, as long as his body is unclean, because he needs to use the bathroom. Afilim einam is alkach, even if it's not a very strong urge. Because then you have a new element that is over in the Issa Bal Tashaksu to ignore a strong urge to use the bathroom. Since he can't wait a parasa, even though he's not Bal Tashaksu Dik, it's still wrong for him to delay. Uba parasa, if he can wait a parasa, then it's fine even for Kriyashma. But the Shai Tshuva brings to be Machmer. What if he teaches Torah? He teaches Torah to a tzibur. Odorish, or he says droshes. Ube emtsin the starach l'nekavav. And in the middle, he feels a need to use the bathroom. Afilu gedolim, even for gedolim, for a bowel movement. Mutar lo lishos lahashos atzmo. He's allowed to delay, basically to keep on giving the drosha. The bal tashaksu hu rak yisur d'rabbanan, because the fact that he's going to put himself in a position to transgress the Issa Bal Tashaksu is his Drabonon. But a Kavodet Brios Nidcha. And for Kavodet Brios, that's pushed aside. So we're not going to say that he should interrupt the Drosha to go to the bathroom, even though he may feel a need to do so, because of the Kavodet HaBrios component. Be'alochas is a Sheikh Tzibur who needs to go to the bathroom before Chazor HaShashatz. So if he can wait a parsa, and there's a covered brius component, Pasha he could be samech on the shitas and rely on the shir parcel. But what if he can't wait a shir parcel? So now tefillah sa to'eva. So is he supposed to leave the almond, grow the bathroom, and come back? Or does covered brius kick in? On the one hand, his chazar stress is nothing. It's all motzi shem shemar levatolo, because it's tefillah sa to'eva. Or maybe the Chafetz Chaim says, maybe it's not tefillah sa to'eva, maybe the Chachamim suspended this whole halacha because of the Sheikh Tzibur, and he blabs Tzorechi and Gadol. Tzorechi and Gadol. He says, in this Dharma lo kein lehakar b'sefer Torah, what about the Balkare? He says, it's Pashat he could lane, because the Kriya is going to be a Kriya either way. It's better than the Sheikh Tzibur who's Dharma for the Amid. But this is something that people who are Dharma for the Amid or Balkare, they have to keep in mind to calculate, to go to the bathroom before, they shouldn't be in a position where it's going to be a problem. So if Beis, in Be'emzet Filosu Nisoy Lo Tav, if in the middle of davening he feels the need to use the bathroom, Yamod Atzmo, at that point, just hold yourself together, Ad Shigmo, till he finishes. Lo Yafzik, and not interrupt. Vim B'shas Kriyishma B'chosei Nisoy, and if he feels a need during Kriyishma or the brachas of Kriyishma to use the bathroom, Bein L'Katan and Bein L'Gadol, whether it's for urination or bowel movement, Kaire Kedak, let's keep on saying Shema as his way. Let's stop here and take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Ches. The Emtsa, if during his Shemona Esrei he has a need to use the bathroom, what's the law mean to say? Shekoidim hatfila, before he davened, Bodek Atzmo, he taka checked himself, he went to the bathroom. Oh, so he tzarech l'nekav v'klal, or he mamish had no sensation at all, absolutely no need to use the bathroom. Lekach, therefore, afa pisha achach nis'orer, after the gedolim, then even though during Shmoneh Esrei, all of a sudden he feels an urge for a bowel movement, we don't say he should interrupt him in Shmoneh Esrei, because the fact of the matter is, he started beheter. He was not doing anything wrong when he started, and now in the middle he feels an urge, so he doesn't interrupt. It's poshut that if after he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, he cannot hold himself anymore. He can't say Kedusha. He's answering Kedusha something else entirely. Like we learned before in Siman and Hey. But if he can wait a Shir Parasa, so we talked about that before in Sifkat and Zayin. So if the person is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei when he feels a need, but he can wait, he's supposed to wait. But then he goes straight to the bathroom, does not wait for Chazaras HaShas, doesn't wait for Kedusha. Sifkan Tes, B'Shas Kriyishma, if he's saying Kriyishma and he feels an urge to use the bathroom, he keeps on going. What's the law meaning to say? After B'Kriyishma, B'Yachosev, Hu Yachol Lech Malkam Zeh, L'Malkam Acher Liponosham, even though during Kriyishma, and the Baruch Kriyishma, there's nothing wrong with relocating. He can leave where he is to go to someplace else to relieve himself there, or to urinate there. It's not like Shmoneh Esrei, we can't move from one place to the other. As if, like we say at the end of the Sif, but still, if he wants, he can keep on reading Shema as he was, and it's not required of him to interrupt. Because before he began, he checked himself and he was fine. If you look in Be'er Locha, we clarify that it's only Mutter until Shmoneh Esrei. But Shmoneh Esrei is something else. He can't say Shmoneh Esrei based on the fact that before he started Shema, he didn't have to go to the bathroom. Because right now he has to go to the bathroom. So therefore, what he should do is he should interrupt at Emes V'Yatziv. Let's say it's in a kavav to go to the bathroom. Because you don't want to break between the Bokal Yisrael and Hashem's supposed to say Tiftach. So in order to have Smichas Gula Tefillah, make sure to go to the bathroom before that.
Don't say
Asher Yotzeh
until after.
That's correct. No Asher Yotzeh until after Shmoneh Esrei. The Yosef Tov, and ideally it's best, and Yochel Letzeis Ben Eprochim, to go out Ben Eprochim. So he should go out before Vayomer, before the last parasha of Shema, is when he should go to the bathroom. The Chain, similarly, Im Nis'erlo Taiva Koidim Shehischel HaBrochs Grishma. Let's say he felt the need to use the bathroom before he begins Birchus Grishma. Near the Oslo Lemar Shuv HaBrochs Grishma, Koinshin Lexasma. So it should come out that he can't begin Birchus Kriyishma before going to the bathroom. Vim Kain, if so. Vimash Mavur Leal Besov Simen Nundalet. Based on what we learned at the end of Simen Nundalet, De Baruch Hu Shaykh La Birchus Kriyishma, that responding to Baruch Hu is connected to Birchus Kriyishma. V'achar Baruch Hu Nechshev Ke'em Seperk Shal Yotzar. And as soon as you said Baruch Hu, it's like you're in the middle of the section of Yotzar. Ibn Nis'erlo Taiv Besov Besuk De Zimro, so if he feels a need to use the bathroom by the end of Besuk De Zimro, also the Loma Baruch Hu, he shouldn't even say Baruch Hu. Doing an Achad is something new. Imlo Shiyoch L'Hamad Atzmat Parasa, unless at that point he still can wait 72 minutes, then Yesh Lismach L'Hakal, one could be lenient, V'chanav Sifkan Zayin, like we said in Sifkan Zayin. So he would go to the bathroom after Yishtabach, before Baruch Hu, if during the Besuk De Zimro he feels a need. The Ramah concludes, V'dafko she'enu mis'alo kol kach, t'is b'mishum b'al t'shakso. When we say that it should keep going with his kriyishma and not worry about going to the bathroom, even though he feels a need in the middle, is when he's not over b'al t'shakso, it's not a strong urge. Abalav hachi, if it's a strong urge, yosef tov l'hafsik, it's better to interrupt. Tshuvas rashba simen kuf l'manav pasik d'moto, tshuvas rashba is fine. To Mr. Dash and Simon to Zion Pazda also, it's not fine. So this is the distinction we make. If he has a strong urge, he should stop. If he doesn't have a strong urge, he can continue. The Mechaber ends, but if he wants by Kriyishma to move away from where he is to urinate, he could do that. He doesn't have such a strong urge. He doesn't feel pressure to void. This time he feels that he's going to have to go to the bathroom soon. Sifkan yud alf al balav hachi. But if he does feel a strong urge, then he should stop. But something to say, even though he can wait till he finishes Shema, it's not that strong. It's still better to interrupt bein the gedol and bein the katalim, whether it's for a bowel movement or urination, yishamis about the shaksu, when there's a strong urge because about the shaksu. The koy areisha gamat tefila, and this goes back also on tefila. The ayamag and avam shemach b'din zeh masdeh b'tzibur after misadesh and loy darashba. If you look at Magen Avraham, he writes a long discussion on this, and he says, the halacha, this conclusion, that if a person's betzibur, that the Tumas Adesh, and he said it's arsa to continue, would agree to the Rashba, the ain la hafzik be'em satfila b'nei kavod abiyus, not to interrupt the middle of Shmona Esrei because of kavod abiyus. V'afila b'yachir l'yash lismach gam k'la Rashba l'yafzik, and even if a person is not betzibur, he can rely on the Rashba not to interrupt. V'chein kosu b'chay od mas la hafzik, and the Chayadim also writes one should not interrupt the Shmona Esrei. If there's a Baal Shaksu issue, then he could interrupt the Hishmon Esrei. But that's not an obligation to interrupt. She went through it because he could wait till he finishes davening. Let's say he can't wait. He can't wait to finish Hishmon Esrei. Then he's allowed to leave Hishmon Esrei to go and void. But he can't talk. The implication is the achach when he's done, lo yisterch lachzavoy. She doesn't begin Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning. Because when he began Shmoneh Esrei, he wasn't a toeva. He didn't need to go to the bathroom. Provided that his absence, his delay, wasn't long enough to do the whole davening. So if a person absent has to go to the bathroom during Shmoneh Esrei, he does. If the absence was longer than it takes him to say Shmoneh Esrei, then he has to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei. If the absence was less than it takes him to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, then he picks up where he left off. Sifkan Yud Beis V'Mratza, if he wants to go and will Kriyishma to distance himself and urinate, he can. A Kriyishma le'il minei koi. This goes back on Kriyishma that I mentioned before. The Tali Birit Son, which depends on what he wants. Because for an Esrei, you have no option. There's no option to move until you finish an Esrei. Again, that's for the person who's not holding by a Baal Tashaksu or a strong urge to use the bathroom. Se'if Gimel, Tzarech Kodem Tfila Lahasa Kicho V'Neo V'Kaldava Tardo. The same way we learn in Se'if Aleph and Beis to make sure that he doesn't have to void or urinate before davening, he should take care of that. So too, before he dash from the Esrei, he should remove any mucus or phlegm or anything else that will disturb his Shmoneh Esrei. He should make sure that that's resolved prior to starting Shmoneh Esrei. They shouldn't be involved with it during Shmoneh Esrei.